Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The fact that Joshua is the Hebrew form of the Greek name Jesus would be merely a curiosity if that were the only connection. But the more we delve into the life of Joshua, the more we see the resemblance in the ministries of these champions of the two covenants. A few facts about the man. Born a slave, he was called Oshea, Numbers 13:16, from the Hebrew Yasha, meaning salvation. The firstborn son in his family, 1 Chronicles 7:27, he therefore was delivered not only from Egypt's bondage, but also from the destroyer's wrath by the blood of the Lamb. At some point, he became Moses' quote, assistant, Joshua 1:1. It may be that Moses saw his leadership potential and changed his name for fear the people would think Oshea was their salvation rather than the Lord. Adding a contraction of the name Jehovah to it resulted in Jehoshua, shortened to Joshua. Their dependence on God was demonstrated when Joshua led Israel in their first battle against Amalek. They must engage the enemy, but were helpless without hilltop intercession. Joshua was also involved at Sinai with the giving of the law, the book entrusted to him at his investiture, Numbers 27, verses 18 to 23. We find 7 special meetings Joshua had with the Lord. When encouraged and commissioned, chapter 1, 1 to 9, instructed to cross over, chapter 3, 7 and 8, directed to raise up 2 markers, chapter 4, verses 1 to 7, commanded to circumcise the men, chapter 5, verses 2 to 10, confronted by the commander, chapter 5, verses 13 to 15, given the strategy for defeating Jericho, chapter 6, verses 1 to 5, and the reason for and recovery from failure at Ai, chapter 7, verses 10 to 15, and 8, verses 1 to 2 and verse 18. But then Joshua called on the Lord at Ajalon, quote, "And there has been no day like that, that the Lord heeded the voice of a man," chapter 10, verse 14. Nothing boring about this book, is there?
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.